97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
If you've ever Googled yourself, and I suggest that you do, you'll be surprised to see how much information you can find out about yourself. Go to white pages even, and you can see, of course, not only your address, potentially a phone number. You can see relatives' names, past addresses where you've lived. It's kind of alarming, and I know all of this is public information, but again, how available it is, I think, is pretty alarming when you actually put your name into it, and you're like, oh, I did live there 10 years ago, and it does still say it on white pages, because obviously we all had the phone book. I remember that growing up, but that wouldn't have your prior addresses and your relative names, all of that information, right? It just pretty much had your phone number and I guess your address.
Although there used to be something called the Crisscross Directory, which we paid for at the TV station.
I don't remember what that was.
Well, it was a big, thick book that sat up at the assignment desk. And if you knew a phone number but not an address, like somebody had called you, you could go to the Crisscross Directory and look up the phone number, and oftentimes it would have the address associated with that phone number back when people had landlines.
But how many people? So you had that obviously as a TV station. I can see why that was necessary.
Yes.
But I bet the average person, right, would not have had that.
You had the address and you wanted a phone number. You could go look up the address and find out what phone number is associated with it. So oftentimes it was a way to reach people that you otherwise didn't have a phone number for. It didn't have them in there often. Always by name, but you could look up addresses and phone numbers. But yeah, you're right. It's a whole different ballgame now.
Yeah.
It is. We talk about people being doxxed. You can dox people with a simple Google search these days, just about.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Oh, it is. That's why I said you should just Google yourself and see how much information is readily available, because a lot of people are creepers, and they could be doing that too. Well, these two Harvard University students wanted to just raise awareness about how much information is actually out there for people to see publicly. So they use those Ray-Ban smart glasses. Have you seen those? Where you're able to take pictures, and I think you can even have your phone call people through the glasses and messages. I mean, all kinds of things.
I had a pair of those X-ray glasses I ordered out of the back of a cartoon book one time. But I don't think I've had any of these.
No, you haven't actually gotten the official glasses?
No.
It's about $300, I think, is what I saw, if you'd like to fork that over. So what they did is they created this software to pair with these Ray-Ban smart glasses, and it's wild what they were able to do. Listen to part of the story.
People didn't even know that existed.
They use smart glasses that anyone can buy to stream a live video feed to a computer program. That program uses an existing reverse image search tool to connect a face to a name. Using artificial intelligence, the data is compiled onto an app on their phone within a minute, allowing them to test out the project they call iX-ray on unsuspecting strangers.
Oh, hi, ma'am. Wait, are you Betsy?
Yes.
So what they're doing is they're wearing these glasses. They look kind of like your average glasses. They're just maybe a little bit thicker on the frames. And you can see the little camera if you look closely. And they would just walk up to a person and just looking at them, it would record video and then send it to the software that they developed. So just looking at someone was all they needed. And it would pull up past pictures of them from years ago, their address, their phone number, their name, which is why you heard that guy walk up to some woman. It looked like maybe on a subway. And said, oh, are you Betsy so-and-so? People were stunned. So they would just go up to people sitting at restaurants and say, oh, hi, is your address? Da-da-da-da-da. Yes.
I need a pair of these for my next class reunion because I can't remember anybody's
name.
Well,
you know what's funny
is the name tags don't always work, right? Because I'm thinking,
it's awkward looking at them, too,
just
trying to find the name tag.
So is it going to be creepy if I walk up to you at a restaurant and you find me staring at you for a full minute while my phone does research on you to
figure out
your name?
Hold on. Kim, how are you? Good to see you. It's been a while. See, I've made fun of anyone who knows me well knows that not only am I bad with names, I'm bad with faces to an embarrassing degree. I hope our boss, Trisha, is listening right now because she knows this as well. And it's not that I don't care.
I hope Margaret's listening, too.
Carl, I'm not going to go into that. But I am terrible, and it's awful. And I'm like, I'm that person where it's like, I have to really interact with you probably multiple times. And it's terrible.
She didn't remember my name at first.
It's Ron, it's fine, okay? Don't complain about this.
Thanks.
So
Sherry.
Don't, at least you don't call me Karen. I'll take anything but Karen. Yeah, this is funny because they're talking about how these glasses could be used for, like, say, Alzheimer patients. And it would help anyone suffering with memory loss. It would help them be able to recognize people. So I can see where this would be good. But then this is an example of how it can be used for harm, in my opinion. Now, again, I understand a lot of this information is public, but it's not like you or I have the ability to walk up to somebody and just by staring at them, we're able to pull up all the information about the person.
No.
Like, think if you were a predator and you're walking around and
that's
you see someone
thing.
That you're interested in and you want to stalk them. Here we go. Let me pull up their address and follow them home.
Yeah. You know, I mean, first of all, we need to see what these glasses look like so you know if somebody's wearing them. Secondly, the first person that gets their nose broken while staring at you wearing a pair of these glasses, somebody needs to do a national television story on it so you'll be more cautious about how you approach people and stare at them wearing Coke bottle glasses with a camera attached to it.
It reminds me of, what's that movie? Of course, I can't think of it anymore. With the pool, the girl at the pool, and he kisses her after he pretends to drown. Why am I blanking on the name of that? And he has the little dark, the thick framed glasses.
Do you have any idea what she's talking about?
No. It's a baseball movie. Why am I blanking on it? I like this movie.
Angels in the Outfield?
No.
Sandlot.
Sandlot. Thank you. Sandlot. That the little boy who wears the little glasses. That's what it looks like.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yes, thank you. Forever.
Earl Jones is in it.
These glasses are going to be like the new Cybertruck where you start to see more and more. Like, remember when it was a huge deal when you would see one Cybertruck? Now I see them on a semi-regular basis. It's going to be like these glasses. People are going to start wearing them, and you have to wonder, what are they doing with it? Because these Harvard students aren't offering this software to everybody. They were doing this to show how much information you can gather, how easy it is.
It would have, you're right, powerful business applications, right?
Yeah.
You could walk into a room full of people at a bar and immediately determine which ones were ones you needed to make contact with because that guy's a CEO or that lady's the head of, human resources or whatever the case may be, right? That'd be powerful.
Yeah, it would pull up their LinkedIn, pull up their social media accounts.
But the freaks could absolutely misuse it.
Well, and that's the problem.
Hmm.
And you have to wonder where this is all going. I mean, AI is great in a lot of ways, but
I wonder when somebody's going to come out the blocker, like the electronic blocker. You could carry this in your shirt pocket in a pen, and it would interfere with anybody trying to record you or look at you with those glasses. Like, it would screw up their feed, so it wouldn't work.
So I was going to say, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I wonder, this is just
I don't have the
trippy
technical ability to create something like that, but I would think that it probably already exists if I've read enough spy novels. I've got stuff like that, I know.
Well, what's smart is these two students, they put out information about how you can take your name off of these public sites. Because you can get your information to a degree taken off of white pages. You can do that. It's just how many of us actually take the time to do it. I probably need to. It's like one of those things where it's on my to-do list for like 5 years and I just keep forgetting to do it. I'm like, shoot, I'm going to do that this week. And then another week passes and here I am all these years later and I've yet to do it.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, I'm glad I'll never forget when I first told my parents years ago that somebody could like do an internet search and find out information about them. And they were like, well, how do I stop that? And I'm like, well, there's really not much you can do because you've publicly put out your address on documents and you've filled out things to win contests and all that stuff's been sold and resold. And there's just no end to it. Right. I mean, if people in Russia could get your home address probably if they wanted to.
Well, yeah, everything's tied to your personal information now. I mean, you can't get away with a lot of things without entering that in. So it's very available. And there's no federal law, by the way, that bans the use of facial recognition systems. So you have to know that other people are probably doing this, too. If two students were able to do this, I know they're Harvard, but if two students were able to do this, some other people certainly are, too.
Yep, that's true. That's very true.
Get more at 971talk.com.